Hello and welcome to our Divine Alchemy Gathering. And for a date stamp, it's February 5th at 7 p.m. Wednesday night class. Thank you all for joining us. Before we begin, happy birthday, Debbie. I know that you just celebrated your birthday the other day. So I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and this way the class can celebrate with you and amplify your field in your solar return as you're having your birthday. So
Thank you.
did you have a nice day?
Yes. We celebrated all this past weekend, so it was nice.
Good for you. I
So
know.
thank you.
Yeah, I know your sister was in town, right? Good.
Yeah,
Very nice.
we had a nice time. Thank you for remembering.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm in the throes of packing, so I am I'm not always looking at my phone anymore. I just can't juggle everything. It's just too much. And packing. So, it's not if you're sending me a message and I'm not getting back to you in the time frame that I used to get to you, it's just because I'm trying to juggle many hats. So, it's not intentional. Probably after I get settled, I'll be back in the swing of things. Although I have to be honest with you, I'm not really sure how much I'm going to be on active on social media. Maybe for some things, but I feel like I'm being called more back to the basics of like sending out emails again, like when I used to send out emails, because I feel social media is eventually gonna probably take a nosedive and go through its own collapse. So we're going back to the basics. So you might be finding me there more than anywhere else, floating right into your inbox. So that is feeling more aligned to me these days. The reason I wanted to do this gathering tonight, I wasn't going to do it. I was going to wait. Next week would have been the full moon gathering because we have a full moon, and then after that we would have gone into Divine Alchemy, and then the following week, which would have been the week of my move, I would have done a pre-recorded message to you guys, class gathering for you guys. And that just was not feeling right to me. And at the last minute, I decided to change it up and do the gathering tonight. And then this way, we would have three live classes together. And then my week of travel would also be a week of travel and rest at the same time. And then we'd come back after that, coming back in. It's really important for us to pay attention and listen to what's going on within us, right? And so one of the things that I want to start this class with, because I feel like it's super, super important, and being in the work as I am, I'm constantly being the observer to what is, and I'm constantly being the observer to other people and their engagement and their engagement with me, and then sometimes, things that present or the work, whatever. And we and I've been here myself, right? We can think that we're deeply in the work and then having a perspective on something, but then not recognizing that the perspective that we're having is still coming from the human experience, and it's not coming from the soul experience. It's not coming from the higher self, right? So if there is a need at all for something to land one way or another, right? If you're sitting there hoping for this or hoping for that, rooting for that or rooting for this, stop doing that. Stop doing that because that's 3D. That's still operating from the 3D perspective of the human. That's the ego. It's looking for it's looking for what it would prefer to see or experience. Okay. I want you to really start to get clear with this in the work because this is where it really, really matters. We've been preparing for this for the last 4 years. That's why I've been doing these classes. Okay. This is where it all matters. This is the year where everything is going to start to speed up, and you can already feel it speeding up. Okay. And as it starts to speed up, it's going to feel a little chaotic in our field, especially if we're giving too much attention to what is happening out there. Okay. And so any attention you give something, I don't care what it is, right? Any attention that you give something is where your energy is pointed, is where you are creating from, it's where your manifestation is happening. Okay. And now, when we use the word manifestation, we think manifestation is like something amazing, something exciting, right? But it's not. It's an everyday occurrence, it's an everyday experience. Okay. However, sometimes we can manifest something that's like super, super good, right? And then we're like, oh, look at that manifestation. But yet that's not right because everything is a manifestation. Everything. Okay. So we have to start to get really, really clear now because this is where it's going to count. Because if you're watching anything on that outer illusion that we call a reality out there that holds the government or anything else, you're pointing to it. And if you're pointing to it, you're part of what's creating it in some way, shape, or form. Now, years ago, right? I don't remember how many years ago, but it could have been like, I don't know, 2000, maybe 2021. I po made a post about how the sun is the spotlight for our consciousness to play out on the earth, right? And it was the idea that the sun lights up the crown, and then the crown has the idea, the thought, the spark that it holds that the human is feeding into the reality. And then eventually it catches hold with emotions, and the emotions amplify it. And when the emotions amplify it, it becomes the reality out there. But what I want you guys to understand right now, this is next level work. This is next level work. What I want you to understand is that the reality that you're experiencing right now, the one that is around you right now, all the boxes that I have in here, the boxes that are acting as my desk right now, right? Everything that's in this room, everything that's in this house, everything that's about to shift timelines for me as I am about to move, did not just happen in one day. It did not happen in one moment. It has been compulsory of thoughts and emotions and exchanges of ideas with the universe, with the cosmos, with the quantum field, as I am building, building, building in my mind what I'm thinking, right, about my move. And the one thing that was solid that I kept saying over and over again was that I wanted 5 acres. I'd like to be able to have a chicken or two or three or four. I had been talking to somebody years back, like maybe 2021, 2020, around there somewhere. And they had peacocks. And I said, oh, I'd love to have a peacock, right? And where I'm going has 5 acres. It's got three chickens. I think it's three, either two or three, has a peacock, right? And the other thing that I wanted was maybe a horse. And it definitely can handle a horse, right? Or two or three. I've never wavered from that. Never wavered from that. For the last 2 years that I've been in this house, I've been holding steady to the fact that that's what I really truly desired to experience, right? Being in the middle of nowhere, not seeing any neighbors, nobody around me. This is what I want, right in the middle of nowhere. That's where I'm headed. That's where I'm headed. But how did I get there? I didn't get there overnight. Like, it wasn't yesterday that this manifestation birthed itself. It wasn't yesterday. It's been at least 2 years in the making where I've held this steady stream of consciousness unwavering, knowing that this is what I truly desire. And as big as it seems, as big as it is, the universe had to manifest it for me. My job was to not ask how it was going to happen, where it was going to be, right? Because I couldn't see where I wanted to live, right? My human could not see that. My human knows. I'm a go with the flow kind of girl. I could live anywhere and be happy, right? But I couldn't see the pathway because it wasn't time for me to see the pathway. And I know that my higher self knows that if I did see the pathway sooner, I may have been like, no, I'm not go. Why would I want to live in Florida? Why would I want to go there, right? But my higher self and the manifestation of all this knows better because it's at the soul level, right? The soul is creating the blueprint or had created the blueprint many years ago. And as I'm going through this experience, I'm recalling something that a man told me in 2014 when I walked into a crystal shop, and said to me, I think I was in Babylon or something, and he said to me, he's like, you have a great life coming. Right now, think about that. That's 10 years ago. You have a great life coming. I said, oh, really? I was in the throes of a crappy divorce. I was trying to heal a Bartholin cyst that just wouldn't give up. It was relentless. I'd already had two go arounds with cervical cancer, right? And been divorced twice before and lost everything every single time. And I thought to myself, how the hell does this guy think I'm going to have like the greatest life in the world, right? And he read his ephemeris, asked me for my birthday, reads his ephemeris, and he starts telling me, he's like, you're clearing all of this karma, and when you get to this point in your life, your life is just going to be magical. It's just going to be like things are going to open up for you. I'm like, yeah, okay, this guy's like a little Looney Tunes, right? But because I was in the throes of what I was in, fast forward to now, I look back and I'm like, yeah, he was pretty spot on, right? He didn't have like total accurate details for me, but he told me a generalization of life. And so, what we have to remember is that 90% of what is happening to us is the soul's blueprint. Okay? It's what the soul desired to experience or know or learn when it came into this human form. The other 10% is the free will of how does that happen? How that happens, right? If you watch, Jen El Masri, she's on YouTube. She was talking today about her three dogs, and her one dog, the white dog, wanted to come in to understand what it was like to live in a pack with two other dogs or more. And she was going through the explanation of that. Now, that dog may have desired to have that experience in its soul contract, and it blueprinted for that. But free will dictates on its behalf of how it ends up in that, right? And although Jen didn't tell the story exactly of how she got the dog, it sounded like she found the dog liked her, they liked the dog, and then the dog came home with them, right? So it could have been any other family out there taking that dog home. But that dog knew that it wanted to have an experience in a pack. And soul contracted with Jen and her family prior to the incarnation process here in this now moment, right? And so we have certain things. We're all here for certain things that we're meant to experience, that we're here to have as our experience for whatever the purpose it is that the soul is needing to have this experience so that it could understand something. Or sometimes it's for us to achieve the next highest level at a soul level, right? Via a higher state of consciousness. But one thing that I see all the time, people do all the time, they do it every single day, all day, that they do not realize that they are operating from the lower perspective of free will and not divine free will, which is a higher aligned choosing. It's a higher aligned point for creation, if we will. Okay. And what I see them do is I see them point to something that they would prefer because they can't reconcile what is being offered to them, or they're not having an engagement with what is coming to them, even though it may be something stating in a higher perspective, right? Something might be coming across, let's say something comes across in your feed and maybe stating in a higher perspective, and then it just can't be received in because it doesn't seem right, it doesn't look right, it doesn't feel right, doesn't. But that again is choosing, right? And we're just using this as an example. It's choosing to align with a right or wrong perspective, a good or bad perspective, right? And just like I can use myself again, I've got this move coming up, right? Florida was not in my wheelhouse, was not where I wanted to go. But everything was lining up. And as I got out of the way, my human got out of the way and said, okay, let me watch this line up. As everything was lining up, I had to understand and offer myself to it because it was so clear the path that was chosen for me. However, I could have enacted my lower free will and been like, nope, digging my heels in. I'm not going to Florida. It's not where I want to be. I don't like the heat. I'm not going. Nope. And then what I would have done, because I was in my head about it and it didn't seem like the proper choice because it didn't feel good to my human to be in heat or anything else, right? I'm again making an assessment based on lower free will, the 3D free will that we all incarnated with, instead of operating from the higher divine free will. Okay. And it's really important to understand this. So we're all spiritual beings having this wonderful spiritual experience. We're all spiritual beings claiming ourselves in as spiritual beings, but we still are forgetting to be neutral to what is presenting. If we're looking at something and we're sharing it, right? Or if we're experiencing someone in whatever situation, and that situation isn't coming back to us in our liking. And let's say that person is passive aggressive or has some kind of attitude or something, right? We don't have to engage in it. We can be an observer to it and choose the higher timeline for it instead of engaging in it. Does this make sense to you guys? Okay. It's really, really important now, more than it's ever been important, right? Because I was working with somebody yesterday and I happened to catch them in a moment where they were spinning off a scenario of something that happened in their reality. And I was like, stop, just stop right there. Do you hear what you're doing? And they were like, what? And I was like, you're focused on the negative happening instead of holding the possibility or potential for the positive, right? They didn't even realize they were doing that because the ego mind is so strong. They're not listening to what it's saying on a regular basis. Okay? When we start to understand that everything that takes place in here, right, within us, right here, inside us, takes place in this moment here and now, it is building through thoughts which marry emotions and then feed into the reality that we experience, right? And that thought process and that emotion process is happening right now. It's happening right now. But that old reality that we're all experiencing right now, even the packing of the boxes and everything, this reality that I have around me right now is old. It could even be 2 years old. But it's a reality I made manifest. as I started my concepts of what I thought I wanted 2 years ago. This reality is not even a true reality, because the reality that is the true reality is the reality that is inside of us, that is being created in this moment now. Okay, so I want you to be very, very clear with your desire when it pops up to need to choose a side or to need to see something that's not right over something that's right, something that somebody did or said over divine neutrality and allowing that person to have their experience without you needing to be part of it. You can come, we can come from grace and ease and be a compassionate source and watch as they sit there festering in their anger, as they are speaking and not even aware that they are condescending, right? Let's take that as an example, because we all see that all the time. And then we're like, whoa, did you see what just happened? Or did you see what they just said, right? But if we're looking at it from that perspective, we're triggered by it. And then we're no longer in neutrality to it. And we can't allow them to have their experience and go through whatever it is that they need to go through. So it's really important now more than ever. Now more than ever. If you are choosing a good or bad, a right or wrong, go inward, look at what you're still needing from that. Look, ask yourself, why am I doing that? Right? I caught myself on something yesterday. Why am I having this thought? Like I want to understand myself at a deeper level. Why am I having this thought? Where is this thought coming from? Is this thought really mine? Or am I somehow tethered to the collective in this moment that is not having a good experience with what's happening in the outer reality? Right? And then I have to call myself back within and say, okay, I don't have to participate in that way. I can participate in a way that is going to bring me into higher states of consciousness, higher states of awareness. Okay. And until we get clear with challenging ourselves and challenging the thoughts that we're having, we're potentially going to set ourselves up for crappy experiences. If we're focused wherever we're pointing our attention, wherever we're pointing and giving focus to, we are manifesting that. Right? Somebody does something, we don't like it, or does something to someone that we love that we don't like, or something happens at work and it's not fair, whatever. The more we ruminate on that, the more we dwell in that, the more we think about that, the more we're going to experience that. We can't not experience it. Right? So when we take the perspective that we hold and we shift it into a higher state of consciousness, okay? And it could be something like, I'll use the example of letting the cats out, right? So the cats will wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get up out of bed and does anybody want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning being woken up to let someone out, right? To let a cat out, what? But my perspective on it is that they are part of my soul contract. I am in service to them because they really can't get much without me offering my services in some way, shape, or form, right? And my getting up to let them out is an exchange of codes with them. Okay, there is a surrender to love and service with them. And so getting up and allowing them to have their opportunity to go out is being in service. If I get up and I'm mad and I'm angry and I'm frustrated, then I've completely defeated the point and the exercise was a 3D exercise in futility. right? And then I go back to bed and I go into a lower state of consciousness, and then I have dreams I really don't want to interact with. But if I go lovingly letting them out and then come back to bed, I'm in a higher vibration, a higher state of alignment, and I'm not judging them for wanting to go out at 4 o'clock in the morning, right? I'm just seeing it as part of the nature of what is. Okay. So it's in everything we do. And I'm just using that as an example because it's in everything that we do. And we have to start looking at it in the sense of the creation that happens in the outer reality is happening first within us. And if we're not having an experience in the outer reality that we desire, let's say we're constantly having something show up, right? Like a pimple. We get a pimple. We get rid of the pimple, and then the next day another pimple shows up, right? And then we get rid of that pimple, and then another pimple shows up, right? And we're like, oh my goodness, can I get ahead of these pimples? Well, there's some kind of emotional energy, some kind of mental energy that's creating those pimples. Do you see what I'm saying? Right? So we can't get rid of it until we gain control over our thoughts. And we operate from the perspective of complete presence because the reality that we're seeing outside of us is actually old energy. It's a reality that was created way back, maybe a couple of days ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, maybe a year ago, or a couple of years ago. Okay. So the reality that we're seeing out there in the government, that's old energy. It's collapsing finally because it can't sustain in a 5D state. It just can't. And it's finally in its collapse. And it's going to get really, 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 really loud. It's going to get loud. It's going to look chaotic. It's going to have people who are on each other's side fighting with each other for what seems like, stupid reasons or whatever. Don't watch it. Don't look at it. If you can't be in a divinely neutral state of mind when you're looking at it and look at it as if you're watching a movie, right? A movie that you're not getting emotional to, don't look at it at all. Find something creative to do. Do something else, right? Make better use of your time. Okay. When I look at it, I look at it from a place of pure neutrality, right? I don't really care what happens out there. And I know some people will be like, well, how could that be? How could you not care about, they're talking about Social Security, they're talking about taxes, they're talking about this, they're talking about that. And the truth of the matter is that none of that is a factor in my day-to-day reality, right? I'm not interacting with any of it. Now, if I am interacting with it, then I have to look and see what it is that I'm doing that I'm calling this into my field, that I'm interacting with it, right? But if I come from a place of divine neutrality, then for the most part, I don't even know what's taking place out there because it never factors into my reality because I'm not pointing to it. I'm not pointing to any of it because I have better things to do with my energy. When we are pointing to something with our energy, we are creating in that, whatever it is. Okay? So, whatever you're giving focus to, wherever your attention is going, that is where you're creating. Now, I know some of you are creating new businesses, new works of art, branding, and all kinds of stuff for yourselves. And that is wonderful because hopefully it means that you are not out there looking at that reality that is out there that has no effect on us whatsoever because that energy that is playing out in front of us, and you could go back to recordings from 2020 and you're hearing me say this. 2021, you're hearing me say this. 2022, 2023, 2024. Don't give your attention to the outer reality because it is not real. It's old energy that's starting to collapse. And that's what the collapse looks like, right? And it's every infrastructure. It's the government gone through its collapse. Hollywood gone through its collapse, right? We could say entertainment has gone through its collapse and it's still collapsing. It's going to take a while for it all to collapse. Now, the school systems, right, going through a collapse. So it can't be repaired or restructured or repurposed if it doesn't collapse. It has to be brought to the ground and then rebuilt from scratch because none of it works. None of it is for the people, right? None of it works. So we can't look at any of it. And so you can apply this to everything in your life. Everywhere that you are going in your life, you can apply this to your life. Okay? It's really important to not get caught up, especially in conversations with people. Be an observer. If you don't like somebody's attitude or what somebody is saying to you, engage with them as little as possible because they are working something out and you can be the one that holds the space for them. Okay? Does that make sense? This is where it gets really tricky. This is where I'm not going to lie to you. This is where it gets really tricky, right? I had somebody write in. We had a session just recently, and write in and said, "I know what you're talking about tonight. I was wondering if you could share a little bit more about how we could still be in victim consciousness within, let's say, the class, the community, our family, our vibe, our spiritual community, right? And still play in the programming and in that 3D consciousness, and we're not in the work, right? And we don't recognize that we might be lying to ourselves or deluding ourselves in the thinking that we are getting it, that we're ascended in our consciousness. The reason that that happens, where we are not clear, and we're thinking that we're in the work and we're thinking that we get it right, is because we're not doing the check-in on a daily basis. We're not checking the ego. We're not checking our thoughts to see where our thoughts are going, right? Your ego, our ego, is so used to operating on its own. And we've always given it license to do that, that we don't bother checking in with it. So we have to check in with it. This is where it's really going to count. Okay? So every time you show up and you say, "Oh, my mother is sick again," right? I don't know what to do. I can't handle it. I can't rely on my sister. I can't rely on my brother. I can't rely on any of my family members. The first thing you're doing saying that is what? Making yourself a victim, right? You're setting yourself up to be a victim. And then you're a victim of your circumstances. You're a victim of your brother. You're a victim of your sister. You're a victim of your mother. You're a victim in every facet of your life. Okay? We have to start realizing and take our power back. This is the game that we're here in this incarnation playing. This is the illusion. We have to get really, really clear so that we're not putting ourselves in a deficit. We're not putting ourselves in victim consciousness. Okay? If you're in business and somebody wants to talk to you about business, and the first hit that you get is that this person is not on the up and up or anything else, and you entertain doing this, and you entertain the conversation, knowing that something within you is saying, "Don't do this," but you're so desperate for that attention or for that validation or whatever it is, and you bring yourself down to meet them where that energy is not good, it's going to take you twice as long to get back to where you want to be. Because if you think about what I just said, the reality that we're existing in right now in this moment is old energy. Look around you, it's old energy. It's been built by days, months, weeks, years of thoughts that you are having. Okay? And if you are not completely happy with your reality, you have to change those thoughts so that you can be happy with your reality. You have to change the thoughts so you can be come up into something that is going to make sense to you, that is going to be something that's going to be juicy, that you're going to want to embark in. Okay? But when we forget, and because we need some kind of attention or we need some kind of validation, we're going to associate with someone. We're heading into a karmic energy. We're heading into a karmic relationship. If I knowingly get into another situation like I'm in now with somebody, right? Trying to help them have a better opportunity at life. And it's the same thing all over again. Shame on me. Because it's just going into another karmic relationship. And if I don't see it and I'm creating in it, and I'm creating that karma, then shame on me. Because once you do that, that situation, that circumstance, scenario, whatever you want to call it, has to collapse. So if you're not closing out a timeline, if you're not choosing no, it's going to collapse. And then it could get painful because you haven't chosen to collapse it. You haven't chosen to handle it. Does that make sense? It's very important to make higher level choices. Okay? It's very important to look at what is presenting and then make a choice. Do I do A, B, C, D, or bazillion and one other things? What's the timeline that's going to be in my highest best good? And sometimes it's a timeline of do nothing and retreat, because anything else is going to just ensue in a battle that you are not going to want to play in, because it's going to lower you into 3D. Right? So understanding
So what's oh hi John, how are you?
our nature, right? We need to be conscious. We need to get conscious. If something triggers us and we're off in a tangent, explaining away somebody's behavior or something that was done or something that wasn't done or whatever the case is, right? We're not on our timeline anymore. We've left the highest timeline and we're exit stage left. And we're operating from a 3D perspective, right? It's going to get noisy out there. This is where you're going to want to practice coming back within the center. You're going to want to practice coming back within. Because this year may feel a little chaotic. The energies are going to feel chaotic. The last couple of nights, I'm telling you, we're having at least 10 or 11 solar flares a day. Okay? The amount of sunspots, Loretta has a friend who's a great photographer, and he happened to take a picture of the sun. And she sent it to me and she said, "Aren't these sunspots?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, he probably doesn't even realize he took a picture of the sun and he caught the sunspots that are creating these solar flares that are knocking all of us out, right? Well, I could say I've been doing a really good job holding my own through them. So, but many people are getting knocked out from them. And so I sent her a picture of where the points are to it, and you could literally overlay it and see that it was all the sunspots. It was very cool to see. But these flares were in solar maximum. It's a push to wake up humanity, right? It's a push for people to stop judging each other and come together in a state of compassion. Okay? Even when something good is happening out there, people can't see it because they're so conditioned to not want to lose, right? Not want to have to concede to not being right, that they don't want to see that something good has just happened. Oh, it can't be good. It can't be good. This is a conditioning of the mind. So we have to let them have that belief or whatever. Or if you're having, something with your loved one, your significant other or whatever, and you're having a disharmony about something. If you can just be the observer and let them work through it without saying a word, that's your best bet because eventually they'll figure it out. Might take them a while, but they will eventually come to it. Okay? So a lot of people don't even realize what they're doing because they're so busy doing what they've always done over and over and over again that they're not even seeing what they're doing, right? We have to be in the work. We have to be our critic, our own critic. We have to listen to our thoughts. We have to monitor what the ego is saying on a regular basis because nobody is doing that for us. I mean, I could do it for you. I do it with people that when I'm doing, like if somebody says to me, "Hey, I would love to spend the day with you and, hang with you and then just have this dialogue, whatever, whatever." You could be sure, like I'm going to be pointing out all of those moments where you're not in alignment. You're not in your highest state of consciousness, right? That's what we need to start doing for ourselves. So we need to start seeing it. But if we're not challenging ourselves, then we can't shift. We're never going to shift. We're never going to get it. We're going to stay in that place of illusion, delusion. Because we're not understanding how the reality is created. The reality is never, ever, ever going to be created from the focus out there. It never gets created from out there. Your manifestations never created from out there. They're just never created from out there. Your manifestations are created from within, and manifestations are good and bad. So if something not so good shows up in your reality, that's a manifestation of yours. Just as well as something good showing up in your reality that you absolutely love, right? Does anybody have any questions? The reason we're going over this again is because this is so important. It's really, really, I can't express how important it is to really gain control over those rogue thoughts that want to just walk away with you. Okay, really important. Tamara?
I think it's more than a coincidence that I've been listening to a video on RJ Spina that just popped up exactly what you're talking about. How where if we're consuming everything instead of creating, and then that's what we're going to get, what we're consuming, where we put our energy in. And or if we're hearing our ego mind identity, the ego, instead of going from within, everything from within and being present, then those distractions are going to take us on the wrong timeline.
It's all timelines. It's about us understanding. I could say this 10,000 different ways, right? But the point that I want everyone to get, we are creating every second of our experience through our thought process, right? Yeah, that's how it works, Tamara. It's
Yeah.
through our thought process. Thoughts are electric. They send a spark out into the quantum field. It gets supercharged by the emotional body. And because the emotional body, and this, you can validate this through Joe Dispenza's work, because I've had people tell me, you sound just like Joe Dispenza, but this is a known fact. The emotional body gets a charge to the thought. Because we're electric, we're made up of energy. We have an electromagnetic field, and that spark, the synergy between the thought and the emotion, magnetize, and then it gets sent out. It creates around us, but it might not create around us right away. Now, I could use myself again, going back. I don't know, 8 months ago, when Joe said to me if I wanted to house sit for him, he said to me, you could have a horse. And I said, oh, that would be so nice. But that sounds like when my father moved to North Carolina with my mother and he promised me a horse after, me growing up and him not wanting me to have horses or even ride or whatever. And I was like, that didn't feel like it was in alignment. And I was like, Joe, that would be nice, but you have no Wi-Fi at your house. My business would tank. I can't house it for you. I'm really sorry, right? Making the higher level decision for myself, like it was not going to happen. He did not have that technology out there. He's in the middle of nowhere. What am I going to do, right? I was choosing myself in every moment. And the universe finally said, good job, Maria. Good job. Because a month ago, he got 5G Wi-Fi technology at the house. And during a session one day, he said to me, and I'm putting it right here because he's part of the community. He said to me, he goes, oh, by the way, did I tell you I got 5G Wi-Fi? And I was like, you did? And he's like, yeah, you would never drop a call here. My service is so stable now, you'd never drop a call here. And you could have a horse. And I started laughing because I thought that that was kind of funny, right? And then I said, wait. That's the timeline. That's the timeline. And I said, okay, I'm going to house it for you. And then from there on, it was like game on. And what has happened? I just went to see a client and her horse. She called me and she said, before you go to Florida, I want you to come meet with you. I want to meet you. I want you to meet my horse. And I want to do an in-person with you. I was like, okay. Horse number one shows up. I get home. An artist that I follow says, hey, check out my new YouTube. We're gonna draw a horse together. And I was like, oh, look at that, horse number two showing up. And then the next day in my emails, I get an email from a watercolor artist, hey, we're gonna paint a horse today. And I was like, no fooling. The universe really wants me to have a horse. It's sending horses my way already, right? But this is how we line up to it. So my job is to get excited about what is presenting so that I can manifest the horse in the reality. But if I'm out there and I'm looking someplace else, do you think I'm going to manifest the horse in my reality? No. I'm going to manifest whatever it is that I'm looking at, right? So this is where we bring it back in and come into center. And my focus needs to be in that oneness right in my center, okay? And understand what it is that I am creating and I am interacting with. So, Tamara, for you, and I know you messaged me earlier and I was talking about you and I was talking about that person who's in the lower level. No, that would not be a timeline for you, because you know what that's telling you? That's telling you that you have something that they want. Now, if you took that idea of that person wanting to partner with you because they see vitamins taking off like a rocket, right? They see that. If you dip back down into 3D, you're dropping vitamins into 3D, but you're taking off. Like you are what, number 11 in the second go around of this whole voting thing. And if anybody can give Tamara a vote for vitamins, please check out her page because she's in this competition to win this opportunity to work with people who could really put vitamins on the map. So if you could just go in and click To vote for her, that would be a great thing. We love to support each other in the community. And for those of you that w are interested in animal communication, please check out Jen. She's got the YouTube channel, and she's quite interesting, the stuff that she shares. But does that make sense to you, Tamara?
Yes, I know what I wasn't going to even text you because inside of myself, I knew that I wasn't going to contact him because I don't want to deal with people that are shady and don't have integrity. That's not the type of person I am. And I think now it just came to me like that dream I had this morning when I went back to sleep. A dog is a protector. So I was looking in the dog and then I saw like three tiny, I thought they were bugs, but they were gray.
The dog is about being playful. The
Oh.
dogs are about being playful. The
How
wolf is
playful.
protection, right? The wolf is protection. But the dog is saying to you, stop taking life so seriously. And when you let go and you surrender, because surrender is going to be a big word this year, we're going to be asked to surrender, right? And just be in flow with what is presenting. And this is where divine neutrality comes in, right? Surrender, be in flow, don't pay attention, just create from within yourself. Go within, look inside, right? Go there. The dog is showing up to tell you you need to be more playful. You're too focused on something. You got to take your eyes off of it. The moment you become playful, your numbers with this thing that you're in are going to soar right up to the roof, right? Your job is to get out of the way and not ask, how is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Where are the votes coming from? The who, the what, the why. Let it all go, right? Let it go.
Okay, thank
Right?
you.
Because I did not think I was going to Joe. I was certain I was not going to Joe. I couldn't see that working, right? And yet here it is, and it's in perfect alignment. Okay. So we have to surrender to what is.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm just, if I can't do something, I just can't do it. That's it. I'm surrendering to it. That's it.
We're all of us, every single one of us are operating through the soul's blueprint, through soul contracts, and everything for all of us, right? And some of it is not to our liking, but all of it is stuff that the soul chose to experience for whatever the reason is, right? Like, I mean, I've gone through stuff in my life too. Three divorces, lost everything. I'm like, really, soul? We got to do this again? Again? You want me to go through to, and the answer is yes. You have to file for divorce. You got to go. Your clock is ticking. You got an ascension to go to, right? And you gotta go. You gotta pay attention. It was like when my mom passed away, 3 months into my divorce, which was like, a nightmare. The whole thing was a nightmare. And then she leaves. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're kidding me, right? So, because I thought I was going to go live with her in North Carolina. And then that didn't happen. But what I didn't see then is that my mom had to go because it opened pathways for me that would not have been able to be opened had she stayed. And it was truly her time to go, right? So, sometimes we don't see, right? Like you couldn't have twisted my arm to get me to Joe's. He was like, I'll get you a horse. Come on, we'll get a horse. You can have a horse. And I was like, oh, where did I hear that before? Yeah, that was my father in North Carolina. No, you're not gonna do the same thing he did to me, right? But last week, I saw him last week. He was like, so Mario's got the trailer. All you have to do is pick the horse. We'll go pick it up. Yeah, you bring it back to the house and you can have a horse. And I was like, who am I? Who is this person? I stepped into this reality. I don't know where it manifested from, right? But it just is about staying on top of the work and staying on point no matter what is going on. Because sometimes it's the universe pulls the rug out from under us and everything falls apart just before it gets beautiful. Okay. The universe will collapse your reality if it's karmic in any way. And then it will rebuild again and it gets amazing. But we have to let it collapse. And the only reason it collapses is because we didn't see that was karmic. Okay, so.
I'm so happy for you, Maria.
Oh, thank you.
Good for you. And for everybody too in the
Yeah.
class.
Yeah.
It's been really, really quiet in my life. Lots of preparation. I've been dreaming about rabbits all the time. Rabbits, rabbits, rabbits.
Oh, okay. So rabbits are about fertility.
Yeah.
That,
I'm
yeah.
not fertile anymore in
Doesn't that's not
healthy.
the fertility.
No.
Fertility can be business fertility, right? It could be
Yay.
birthing business. Yeah. And rabbits, I don't know if you've ever watched a rabbit, but they don't hop backwards, right? They can't go backwards, they only go forwards.
Yeah, we've
So
had
there's,
lots of rabbits.
yeah, so there's big messages there for you.
And including one, the last rabbit we have, she came to me in a dream, and that was really sweet. And all of her progeny were in a room with me and my two kids, and it was just the nicest feeling. It was incredible. And somebody who came to look at our house, they have two rabbits, and one of them just died, and her rabbit that died had the same name as this rabbit that we had, and it was like, oh.
Oh, very synchronistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I was gonna ask about was like things are quiet and there's like a big marketing thing that's coming up for me. So just preparation mode. And Terry's mom has her dementia has really progressed, so
Okay.
I've been doing lots of things for her, and I have the time to do that now. And I did this with my mom, and it doesn't seem like my thing. I'm completely happy to help her. And yeah, so I was just wondering about that. Like, it seems like it's Terry's thing. But I'm home during the day, so I help her out. But it seems like it's maybe refinement of things that happened with my mom. Like, I'm just not emotionally, excuse me, emotionally involved like I was with my mom. Like, I'm able to be just like calm with her and loving and things like that.
Divinely neutral. Well, you may be getting this as like your next level up for, compassion to be
That's
able
what it
to.
feels like. Yeah, I
Yeah.
just wonder because she keeps coming into my reality. Like,
Yeah.
there's just all these things that need to be done. So I've been spending all this time with her, and she's not loving herself or her life, and I'm loving myself and my life. So it's quite a contrast.
Well, you have to remember, dementia, like Alzheimer's, is about really not wanting to be in the present and the physical anymore. Like feeling like this is you might be done here. You might be feeling like, okay, but the body is too strong to
I
depart
feel
yet.
like she's done. I feel like she wants to be done. And I'm like,
Yeah, and
whoa.
but again, I just want to say this because this is really, really important, okay? We look at all of this from a human, from a very human perspective, right? But at the end of the day, what I think is most important to understand and have an awareness to is everything that happens with us is always initiated by the soul. Everything. Right, the timing that we pass, how we pass, something like, dementia, Alzheimer's, even my cancer, that when I had cancer, right? Well, it's not my cancer, but like my having cancer kicked off codes in me that suddenly brought me on my ascension pathway. Now, I had been awake I being a conscious living being, but not to the degree that the cancer helped me achieve, right? And I wouldn't trade anything of that for anything in the world, right? We have to look at everything through the eyes of the soul and have a deeper understanding because even, and I mentioned before when my mom passed, that was really something very powerful for me to go through because I couldn't be mad at her for departing at the time that she did, even though it felt like it would be the right thing to do, like be mad, like, how could you leave? But I knew she was so tired of the cancer treatments and the pain that she was in constantly and the struggle that she felt within herself, right? And the only thing I could do was have compassion for her and love her even more because she made the choice to do that, knowing that in her doing that, it gave me incredible freedom. Not just on a personal level, but on a financial level, on many different layers, because she actually didn't want me to divorce my husband. She was like, nope, stay with him. You'll have money, you'll have this, you'll have that. But it was an empty marriage. And I was like, I'm not staying there. It's like, Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny, right? Like, my biological clock is ticking, right? My higher self was like, you gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta go. There's my mother going, don't leave. Listen to me, don't leave. You stay. It's stay, right? And my higher self is like, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her. You gotta go. You gotta go. You better file for divorce. So I did that. And it was so hard because I was going against what my mother would have wanted, right? But when we can see the gift in like everything that happens in our lives, right? Not just the stuff that's good, but also the stuff that's not so good that might be hard, then we can start to lighten ourselves up from it. So, you going through this, Sue, with Terry is really assisting and supporting him. Men don't really do too good with this type of stuff. And it's a mother, it's not a father. Father might be different, but it's a mother, but it's an opportunity too for him to explore his compassion and to open his heart more where maybe he hasn't been able to open it more. Okay. So there's a lot. So every experience we have is an opportunity for us to expand our consciousness. And then it's like, I always say, it's like, when you go to an arcade and you're playing a game and then you do really well in the game and then the machine spits out tickets at you. And at the end, you can take those tickets and go get yourself some kind of prize or something like that. It's the same thing. We're ascending our consciousness and it's like, sorry, I got something with going on with my lashes. It's the same thing. And our universe wants us to have like, a bazillion tickets so that we can get all the prizes that we want. But sometimes it requires work and it requires us to be aware in our awareness so that we're not in a judgment of what is, right? You could be judging yourself going like, oh God, I got to go through this again. Like mom number two is now giving me the same experience that my mom got. Like, oh really? Are you kidding? But instead of doing that, you do it with compassion and you're sharing the codes with her. And in essence, it's like you're being amplified. Your state of being is being amplified. Like the universe is rewarding you, right? So we have to look at all of that and we have to take it in. But this is again where the idea of being a conscious observer, being in that divine neutrality and looking at everything from the highest place within us, right?
This is what it feels like. And it's really funny because she's such a great manifester. Like, she's just an excellent manifester. And she is, even though she has dementia and her human is mad at herself for her loss of memory, she's doing everything to be the example to show the way. She's only in the present moment. And just all the things that we do in the work, she's doing them. It's kind of funny. I just think it's funny, but yeah.
Well, that's why I said when you're very present and you could see the gift in it, even with something that's not wanted, because that's a really hard thing to deal with a parent. But when you can see the gift in it, it just doesn't become hard anymore because you're the observer to what is, and you're consciously holding compassion to the soul that is exploring the idea of dementia. That's really what it is. The soul is exploring this engagement with dementia. So it's huge for us to hold that, you know. Gretchen, you have your hand up? Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm actually in Zurich and it's like 2 a.m.
Oh my.
It's my first trip back. And for those of you that don't know, my parents both just passed away in a car accident. And everything you're saying resonates on everything that I am, but I almost have PTSD, I feel like I can't
Okay.
process that it actually happened yet.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being protected. My brain just is like, won't go there.
Yeah.
And then I just have these cracks that come in that just debilitate me into the lowest 3D pain. Yet I still, I am who I am and I have all the beliefs and I know
Yeah.
that it's beautiful they went together. My mom had Alzheimer's. My dad was not well. But that almost makes me angry because everyone's saying that. And I'm like, I'm in so much pain. I don't want to hear that great, lovely story right now that I know one day I'll get to where I realize that it was beautiful how it happened. Or not beautiful, but I know my dad wasn't going to leave my mom alone and he wasn't well and he
Yeah.
wouldn't leave her alone.
He was going to have the surgery, right? He didn't have
He
it yet.
had the surgery,
He did.
and I had spent 4 months pretty isolated and low, praying to God he survived, and he did.
Okay.
I just had huge relief on December 19th, like, oh my God, he got through surgery, and thank God. And then within a week, they drove to, or 9 days later, they were driving to Florida and they got in a car accident and died. And then another person died in the other car, and a child was injured. It's just tragic and horrible.
Okay, let me stop you from right there. So let's talk about this for a second. So if I remember, I reached out to you with something about your mom just as that was
Yeah, you picked
happening,
up on
right?
something.
Yeah, because your mom was coming through to me and I wasn't fully tuned into the message that she was wanting to offer, or it is possible she did not want me to know that yet and wanted you to have the opportunity to process through that. That's why it didn't come through in that way. And it was just, you know, me reaching out to you going, by the way, something for your mom, you know. But here's the thing, what they showed me, because your parents came through to me during our brief exchange after this had all happened, right? And I'm going to share this with you here, and then if you want to explore it privately, we can do that too. But your parents were showing me that the soul, there were soul contracts involved in the timing of the other driver going. And some of this was karmic in nature, right? For a karmic repayment in another lifetime where that driver took their lives, right? Because your parents had been in lifetimes together in various ways with each other. Okay. And so even though it looks like, you know, your parents created this tragedy, from the soul perspective, that soul that passed was done with its life here on the earth. It had completed what it needed to do here. And that could have been, you know, have a son, right? Like all it needed to do, all the soul needed to do was have a child in this and leave the legacy to that child for that child to go on, because that child needed to come in and experience not having a father and growing up without a father, right? We could sit here all day and we could talk about the dynamics from the soul perspective of, what the souls are here to experience, or the legacy that might have been left through these soul agreements and soul contracts and the exchanges. But the one thing that your parents have said over and over and over again is that, and it's very clear, and I'm going to just give it to you the way that they say it. They did not, neither of them, right? You had two very strong parents, did not and would not ever want to be a burden to either you or your sister, right? And I feel like they point more to you because they know that you would have been the one. And I don't know your dynamic with your sister or anything like that, but they're pointing to you more than your sister because you would have been the one to be a caregiver to one or both of them if there was some event that happened that incapacitated them to a greater degree, right? Because it would have meant that you would have completely put your life on hold. Now, sometimes that happens with people, and the later half of their life is the worst part of their life because they've lived I won't say glamorous, but in the sense of doing the things of folly that they desire to do, and being able to have a life that where they could find the fun or excitement or whatever. But your parents are telling me that your soul did not choose that as for the end stage, and that was never part of the soul contract or soul agreement with you, with them, for this. And so they're also telling me that at this time, because we are in 2025, I almost said 2026. Could you imagine that? 2025, we're in a time of freedom, right? Great freedom and liberty and emancipation. And so for them, doing it now seemed right to both of them because there was a complication coming with your father, is what they're telling me. Okay. And it would have put you in a position that would have been very, very challenging for you, because I don't think you would have been able to work, because you probably would have had to stay home with both of them, because he would not have been able to care for your mother. You would have been caring for him and also for her, right? So when the soul made the decision, it was like, yes, we go together, we honor all soul contracts, and we're choosing to do it this way. This young man who was in the other vehicle needed to exit, needed to make his exit point, and they agreed for this transaction between the three of them. Okay. Now, our human has a hard time understanding that because it's operating from the perspective of the ego. And the ego is me, myself, and I, right? But when we look at it from the soul perspective, the soul, their souls are celebrating that they get to transition back into their natural state of being. And even though they say they were able to do a lot for you on this side, the sense that I get is for them to be able to do even more to assist and support you, right? But we have to be okay with that. We have to see that and be okay with it, because when we're struggling, and we're looking at it from the point of the inability to be able to justify why it would have happened that way, then we're so far out in left field that we're never, ever, ever going to get that answer, because it's on a soul level and the soul cannot be justified through looking for the answer out there. Does that make sense?
It does. I think I'm so in the ego of 3D because all my stuff I've been healing my whole life hit like a truck, like abandonment, I've had to cancel a ton of work, so fear of money, like it's all hitting. And then all of a sudden my brain won't process. So I'm highly aware that I'm in such fear and pain or numbness, really, where I'm not processing, that I'm worried because I don't want to be in that low frequency because I'm aware of everything we talk about. I don't want to create this awful timeline.
Well,
Mean,
what I say is when you're laying in bed at night, right? Because I do get a sense of them wanting to connect with you. When you're laying in bed with them at night, I want to urge you to have conversations with them, because what that will do, and I did that with my mother, right? And she came through to me quite a few times. The reason I want you to do that is because that's one way to get the ego mind out of the way and start to reaffirm to the self, right? Bring the soul forward, reaffirm, yeah, this is real. I am expressing myself in spirit to my parents who are on the other side, and I acknowledge that I am present and aware to the fact that they have departed the earth plane and they are in spirit with me on the other side. And I acknowledge this. And then just put your hand on your heart and let yourself feel into that. Okay. And the more you can do that, and the more you can speak to them from that place of your heart, right? I've had clients who have had loss like this that felt tragic to them. And sometimes, and I'm just going to say this because it is what is true, is it can feel so unfair that there's so much anger that, like, why did it have to be like this? Why couldn't you have just passed in your sleep? It would have been so much easier for me to experience that, you know. Even that anger is okay because we're acknowledging that the human needed to have it a different way. The soul knows the way that it was meant to happen is the way that it happened, but the human needs to have it experienced in a different way, right? So what sometimes when we have this level within us that we can't justify, that we can't make better, that we can't make peace with, sometimes we have to write a letter, and we can be angry in that letter and be like, you know, I'm so angry that you left. This is so unfair. It's so painful to me, whatever. And just let yourself write everything that you are feeling, because once you do that, you're purging your system, where instead of doing that now as we're engaging with each other, you're holding on to that part of yourself because you think that it would be wrong, that, you know, it wouldn't be right for you to have these feelings of anger. I had them with my mother, and I do suggest when I have client situations that have this, that we do some work in the letting go and the writing of sometimes very painful letters to parents that have passed on in ways that, well, you know, I wasn't foreseeing this. This was not, you know, on my radar. And how dare you leave me like this, right? And be okay with that, because the human needs to express that. And sometimes when we are a soulful being, we feel bad, you know, wanting to express or expressing ourselves in the way that we need to. But it's really okay to do that because the soul completely understands.
I think I'm just so worried, like I'm backtracking after all the work I've done for so long to just be in this place of, and I'm not even angry. I'm more just, I'm highly aware they're fine. It's my pain. It's all my shit came to the surface and just is consuming me. Well, I don't want to put that into the universe, but it feels that way, or else I'm numb and I don't want to stay in that energy. Is it just okay to process for a while and then, like,
Absolutely.
I showed up tonight. I'm gonna be at work in 3 hours, and I'm like, I need to be on this call. I need to start getting back to what I know and
Keep
get back
showing
into
up.
my body and my heart. And But
It took
it's
me a year, Gretchen. It took me a
okay.
good year to really just not be angry with my mother for going, because I felt like it was going to put me in such a bad situation with my life, and like I couldn't foresee how I was going to move forward. And I let out everything that I felt. I didn't step backwards. It kept me moving forwards to gain the clarity that it was okay. At the end of the day, it was really okay. And I was going to be okay. No matter what the outcome of anything was, I was going to be okay.
I think that's what I have. I'm trying to hear that through everyone else speaking, just like
Yeah.
work, everything, something will present. Like, I'm just so terrified of
Yeah.
how am I going to live? How I'm going to, like, everything. I'm alone. I'm the last Lilyholm in the whole United States, literally the only person with my last name left in the US. So all
Yeah.
that life story, like, I'm abandoned, I'm alone, I can't afford to live.
Yeah,
Like,
but
boom.
most of us that chose that life not to have an heir to the last name, because I don't have one and my brother doesn't have one in his family. That's that we're wrapping up a soul lineage. We're wrapping up a soul timeline, right? So we're not going to have that, because those of us that came here for different work are not going to have that. Okay, so you need to get that out of your head, because from another perspective too, that's just tying you back into the 3D family dynamic, which does not exist.
Right.
Okay, and all of that with relationships is far left, or far right, right? It's not divinely neutral, because that is what keeps us stuck in the karmic loop when we have all of these karmic relationships. But then when we choose ourselves and we're aligning with ourselves, and we don't need another to make us whole or make us feel better, or that's where we're ascending our consciousness.
So the big test, right? It's happening.
Big
So
test. Yeah.
I just want to thank you all for your energy, and I'm glad I
Yeah.
could show up in the middle of the night in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm at Zurich Airport Hotel. But
Yeah.
thank you, and I hope I start to get back to
You
higher
will.
frequency soon. Okay.
You will. I'm always holding space for you, since you told me, always holding space. But I didn't want to share that information with the group
No,
because.
that's fine. I'm very open. Yeah, I really appreciate you all. It's just, yeah, and I just the fact that I can talk about it and not cry just shows you how I've compartmentalized. I'm very, I keep saying it's almost like PTSD. My brain just won't process that it's
Or
happened.
maybe we stop calling it PTSD because that's a 3D term.
Right. Thank you.
And we
Yeah.
say we've become such a conscious ascended being because for a lot of things, I don't feel emotion anymore.
Yeah.
I don't feel emotion. And it's almost like you're like, oh my God, you've shut down. You don't feel emotion. No, I don't get triggered to feel emotion. And
Okay.
that's another higher level state of consciousness, right? So we have to drop the 3D terminology, the diagnosis, and all of that, and just allow ourselves to be who we are in the moment, right? So maybe what is coming through is your state of knowing that it
Yeah.
was their time to go, and that they did it their way, and it's on a soul level, and just honor yourself in that way instead of taking away from yourself, right? Fill your cup.
Thank you for clarifying that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
All right. Well, holding love for you.
Thank
Lots
you.
of love. Tamara?
First, I want to tell Gretchen I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm sending you so much love and light, and I'm holding space for you. Can't imagine what you're going through. I just wanted to ask you the other part of the dream. Oh, when I went to look at the dog, I never even no, I don't even really know what the grays are. I don't know if there was these tiny grays. I thought they were bugs, and it said in the dream, three grays, something like that.
Well, the grays are, they're known as the ones that were abducting humans. But here's the thing. Soul contracts at play there too. We soul contracted, right? Our first contract is us ourselves, right? My first soul contract is coming in as Maria. My second co soul contract was coming in to have a interaction with the grays. My third soul contract was to come in and Marry Glenn. My fourth sole contract was to come in and marry Rob. My fifth was to come in and marry Pete. I mean, and then, after that, my next sole contract is with this community, right? We have many soul contracts. We have many different things that we play out while we're here on the earthly plane. But we have to understand too that the reason the grays would be showing up is because a lot of people right now on the earth are going to be activating to higher states of consciousness and also for the purpose of contact. Okay. And if they can show up in your dreams, it usually lessens the fear factor and they show up in ways that are kind of cute and quirky, like they'll show up on your dog and it looks like they might be fleas, but they're not. They're little gray aliens. And you're like, I thought the grays were like this, but they showed up like that. That's all how we interpret the dream with our 3D mind. Okay. So I would let that go. Doesn't really factor in. The dog is telling you to be more playful in your life, and the grays, they're just checking in on you because it's time for them to do that, right? I had that back in 2008, actually earlier than that, like 2004 or five. They kept checking on me, coming into the office every time I would do a Reiki session, they were showing up. And it's because we had soul contracts with them, And that's just one galactic species that's out there. I've woken up from dreams of the Andromedans and woken up hearing myself saying Andromeda, Andromeda, and that's how I'm waking up out of the sleep, right? So we all have these encounters. We've all been everything, some of it stronger than other things that we've been. And this is where we just have to kind of just get playful and not look at anything too hard under the microscope and just know we're opening to higher states of consciousness. And it's really important for us to just let go and, be in free flow so that we can have a better experience with it instead of shutting it down and trying to make it, trying to send it out to the right or send it out to the left or up, just have the experience of it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Just be in flow and enjoy it. What happens, happens.
And I'm just going to point this out. I'm not one to talk bad about anybody, but I just want to say this because you did bring him up earlier, RJ Spina. He's declaring himself a master.
I don't like that.
I'm just saying this because if anybody out there is listening to his work, while his work, is in resonance, that is coming from purely ego because we are not gurus. I'm no better than anybody. He's no better than anybody. He's no better than me. I'm no better than him. He's no better than you, right? We're all of the same cell. We're all of the same cell at in any given moment, okay? And when we pull ourselves back into the oneness, instead of giving our attention over there or our attention over here, that when we put our attention on something that's creating distortion in our field, it creates confusion for us. And then we can't come back into ourselves and know ourselves as Christ consciousness, as God, as source, as whatever you want to call it, right? And when we can't do that, we can't know each other in that way either. Okay? That's why it's so important, and I have to keep going over it in this class to call you guys back because it is hard and it's getting a little more challenging out there, right? We don't like to say it's hard because that's not really the word we want to use, but we don't even want to say it's challenging, but yet it is because it's going to get noisy. It's going to get noisy. And people are going to want to be talking about it. And if somebody, comes up to you and they're like, hey, did you see what just happened? Oh, I can't believe you. Just go, oh, really? I didn't notice. Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention. I've been so busy with XYZ, right? I really haven't been paying attention. And just bow out of it and just be in divine neutrality. But when we talk about it, if we're constantly talking about it, we're in it. We're pointing to it. We're creating that in our reality, right? We don't, it's like the weather. We've talked about this a thousand times before too. If you're seeing, and I had them all day today, wherever I was driving, weather advisory alert was coming up on my dashboard, right? And I couldn't shut it off. It wouldn't stop doing it because they want to create the fear and the panic because they want us to have a snowstorm. If enough people are buying into the idea of a snowstorm happening, it could be 42 degrees outside and we're going to have snow because enough people are buying into the idea that it's going to snow. And there is the game, right? The game is it doesn't even have to be snowy conditions. But the intention just has to be there where everybody is holding fear to a snowstorm, and suddenly we're going to have the snowstorm. Do you see how it works? So when somebody is telling you what to think or what to feel or how to act or how to think, right? They want you to align with that because it serves their purpose. It feeds their narrative. We don't want that. We want to be self-governing, right? We want to be coming from a place of neutrality. We want to be a divine creator within ourselves. We don't want to be creating somebody else's construct. Because when we're doing that, we're giving too much attention to something that's not going to be pulling us into the right direction. It's not going to be pulling us into where we want to go. We have to really just sit with this and be like, you know what? I think I need to sit back and I need to just shut this down and I need to stay off the internet. I mean, there's all this kind of stuff going. Finally, we're coming back to incandescent light bulbs from the LEDs and the fluorescents and everything else. For years, I could never understand. I mean, I knew it was energy. I walk into a store, a grocery store, a shopping store, whatever, whether it's Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, doesn't matter. And if I'm not centered going in there and I'm not really super in my body, present in my body, it zaps me and then I go into a state of confusion, right? It's like I am a little confused and feel like I have to get my bearings, like everything is suddenly overwhelming. It's intentional because they want you to buy in that state of confusion and overwhelm, so that you buy more, you spend more. It's intentional. Okay. So we're finally coming back to incandescent light bulbs again, which I am so excited about because these other light bulbs are no good, right? They zap us. And the LED lights and the fluorescent lights, they blink at such a high rate that they distort our field. And they scatter our thoughts. Okay? So it's very important for us to pay attention to our body so that we can have a better experience in our body. Okay? That's why, you know, I very, very important for us to be present and operating from presence as opposed to worrying about what this one said or what this one's doing or how this might look or what will happen if we do this or, you know, stop doing that. Stop focusing on that. If somebody is giving you a negative attitude or whatever, be an observer to the negative attitude. Do not create discord back at them. Right, look at that timeline and be like, okay, if I tell them how I feel or tell them off, what's that going to do? Oh, it's going to create more adversity, right? We're going to have more tension between us. If I understand them from the perspective that they just can't do any better than they're doing, they don't even realize they're not in their awareness, they're not in their presence, they're not a higher state of consciousness. And I'm just an observer to that. I don't have to engage with them. I don't have to communicate or connect with them. I could be doing what I'm going to be doing and I don't have to connect with them. If I do have to connect with them, I can come from a place of grace and compassion. I'm not going to create the distortion. I'm not going to create the karma. But if somebody brings that karmic timeline to you and they're creating such distortion and such karma, that timeline has to close and you have to end that situation or that relationship. That's what you have to do because if you don't do that, it's going to collapse on you. right? This is all different versions. There's all different scenarios out there that we're interacting with on a regular basis. It's our job to be so completely clear that we're seeing everything in that moment. Because even when we're a spiritual being, and I call myself out on it all the time, even when we're a spiritual being, we can still get caught in the interplay if we're thinking somebody's showing up to do something to us, right? Or we're trying to get one up or one step ahead of something that's gonna unfold, or something that somebody said, or something that somebody might do, right? We're trying to get ahead. So we're trying to plot and plan and formulate. When we're doing that, we're not in our spiritual state of consciousness. We're not in our highest alignment. We're in 3D, where all that stuff is happening, that we don't want to be in that 3D state, but we're right there where all that's happening. So it's up to us to take it into the next highest state so that we're not engaging with that, right? But we can forget very easily. We might forget. And there we are having to interact with that kind of connection, you know? So it was an example of that would be today. I had to go to U-Haul to get boxes. I go to U-Haul, and the energy at this particular U-Haul is so low. And the guy, very large in nature, very large in size, didn't want to really get up and help me. I was looking for a particular box. And then he got up and he's like, he grabbed the box. I took it from him and I was like, oh, I'll take two more. And he's like, yep, we only have that one. I was like, oh, okay. And so I took the box and then I said, you know, the other store that I went to, which is, I don't know, probably 40 minutes away from that store, I should go there because they are always helpful. They've always, that store has a lot of good energy in it. It's very well lit. It's clean. It feels good when you go in there. So I called them. I said, do you have these boxes in stock? And they're like, yeah, we have seven. I said, okay, I'll be right down. Walked in. They were so pleasant. They were so nice. They were so kind. And, you know, the idea was, where was I going to go? Was I going back to the store over here in Smithtown tomorrow to pick two more of those boxes up? Or was I going to go an hour out of my way to the store that I found more favorable, knowing I'd have a better experience there? Go an hour out of my way to the store that I knew was going to be more favorable. And I walked out of there smiling, laughing. The guys were so nice. And it was such a great exchange and it left such a good impression. But we can choose all of it. We can choose to stay engaged with what is not in our highest alignment, or we can point to what is in our highest alignment. Does this make sense? It's all up to us. We're the creator of all of it. And when we forget that, something will show up to remind us to choose better, to make a better choice, right? But until we're realizing our choices, until we're realizing the words that we're using, the thoughts that we're having, we're unconscious. We're operating from our human until we see what we're doing, and then we get back into alignment again and we start operating from the higher self. And then we might fall unconscious again and be operating from our human, which holds fear and disparity and confusion and anguish and all these other things, right? And then we get a hold of ourselves and then we're operating from the higher self again. Okay? We have to pay attention to this. This is really, really important. Very, very important for us to be aware, because we can be a very spiritual individual. But we can be in a state of delusion, not realizing that we're not really acting spiritual because we're not in control, operating from a perspective of neutrality. And it's important for us to do that. It's important for us to do that, right? So we want to make sure at the end of the day that we're always checking in with our thoughts to see where we're operating from. Are we operating from our highest place, or are we operating from out to the right or out to the left or someplace that we shouldn't be looking at. Okay. We're going to be seeing a lot of stuff happening, a lot of stuff out there. And because of AI technology, there's going to be a lot of different storylines, different narratives, right? You could take one thing and there'll be 10 different narratives about it, but yet only one is really the truth, right? And you can make yourself crazy running after all of those 10 narratives because AI technology is fabulous. Or you could sit in the knowing of what would be the highest truth, what would be the highest outcome, and just hold that perspective and not have to chase anything. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's about what is the highest for you, because that's the reality that you're going to create. You're going to create whatever you're pointing at, whatever. So if it's the highest, regardless of what you see, regardless of what it looks like, it doesn't matter. You're going to create that, right? It's like me with the horse. The horse is coming. I haven't even done a thing. I haven't done anything. I don't even have pictures of a horse, haven't drawn a horse, haven't looked at horses, right? But boy, they're coming into my field left and right. Why? Because I am here. I am here. I am creating from here, right? When I see something on social media, I look at it and I'm like, oh, isn't that funny, right? And I might send it to somebody and I send it to that person, like, oh, look at this. This is interesting. But I'm not stuck in it. I'm not attached to it. I'm not emoting it. I'm not giving it a storyline. I'm not giving it a narrative. I'm not making it a something. I'm just saying it's a point of interest. I'm neutral to it, but this is interesting. It looks interesting. But it's neutral, right? That's how we have to be. We have to look from a place of neutrality. We have to look at everything as if it's the movie going by and just really focus on what we want to see happen in our life, right? Gretchen's mentioning work and money and all of that sort of stuff. And so the more we tune to gratitude, right? Gratitude before we lay down. Isn't this amazing? I'm in Zurich. I'm in this lovely hotel room. This feels so good. It feels so aligned. It feels so wonderful. And then we wake up and we're like, oh my God, another beautiful day. I'm in Zurich. How blessed I am to be here. I'm excited about everything that's going to take place today. And as the codes amplify and our state of being is amplified, and we're excited and we're excited meeting the people. That's what's kicking off the codes to the next exciting experience that we're going to have. But if we're sitting in worry, guess what we're getting? Because we're pointing to worry. We're sourcing through worry. We're going to get more things to worry about. We're going to get more things to fret about. We're going to get more things to lose sleep over. Okay? We have to see it and hold it in the highest perspective. And that's with everything. So we want more good to show up. Start being like, this is the best place ever. I'm so excited to be here. Not, I can't believe I'm here, right? Because that's not a good saying. I'm so excited to be here. This is so wonderful. Blah, 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 right? The people that John and Linda, who I went to see in England, are going to Greece in the summer, and they're like, hey, we'd love it if you come to Greece with us. What? Who am I right now? Like, who am I right now? Okay. Like, hello, hello. This is amazing. Who am I? I'm loving it. Well, I don't know where I'll be in the summer or what I'll be doing. It sure sounds good to go to Greece, but I don't know if I'll get there this summer. But hey, I'm not saying no, and I'm not saying yes, and I'm saying, let's see where this goes. We're going to stay in a playful state because I know I'm getting there someday. It's on my bucket list. So if I don't go this summer, it'll be next year, right? And I'm really excited because that's some place that I've always wanted to see. I feel very aligned to Greece for some reason, right? So there must be something there I need as far as the codes. But look at how that just came in. It came in out of nowhere. It was just like that, right? And I'd be going with people I absolutely adore. I love and adore them. And it would be so much fun to be in their company going there. We would have a blast. And that's how it happens because I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not paying attention to it. I'm paying attention to my little world right here, working when I work, creating when I create, packing when I can pack, staying out of the muck and the mire, staying out of the negativity. Lots of it here. Staying out of the negativity, right? And just being high flying, just being in flow, right? That's how we do it. We don't want to tap into we I don't care what anybody out there is doing. I really don't care, right? I don't want to look at them. I don't want to talk about them. If I send off a point of interest, hey, it's just interesting. That's all it is. I don't have an attachment to it either way, but it's of interest. Okay. And so that's how we have to look at life, right? We're creating from the divine point, from that God spark within us, divine free will. Not free will anymore, because free will is unconscious, but divine free will creation, creating from the highest expression of ourselves, right? Rob says, I keep reminding myself everything is going to turn out perfect instead of freaking out my time running out at work and not getting paid. You know, Rob, with everything that is shifting and these higher states, these higher timelines, these higher frequencies that we are in, I wouldn't even think about creating that, right? Because so much is about to change in the school systems. That's the next thing on the radar on the outer reality because it has to collapse because it's not built on a strong foundation, right? I wouldn't look at that. I wouldn't even give that any of my attention. All right. So what you're doing is you're saying, how can I play with the idea of being a creator in my universe in the situation I'm in, where I'm incapacitated right now, and I can't be mobile. I can't work. I can't, and I'm relying on my universe to support me and to help get me by, right? So I say to you, what is speaking to you right now, right? What is sparking you to say, well, I can't do really my, I can't get up and I can't run around and I can't move and I can't do this, but what can I do? What can I do? And maybe you're feeling called to draw mandalas, right? We're just gonna take that for whatever it's worth, right? And you're like, I'm feeling called to draw mandalas. And the next thing you know, you start drawing mandalas, and then you decide you're gonna get those dot paints for the mandala dots, you know, where you see people do those dot work with the art, with the paints and stuff like that. And then you're going to create these magnificent mandalas. And the next thing you know, you're like, hey, this one came out pretty good. Hey, Instagram people. Hey, Facebook people. Look what I just did. I'm having fun creating mandalas. And somebody says, oh, I really like that. How much are you charging? And you're like, what? Yeah, how much are you charging? Well, I don't know. Well, I would like to buy it because I really feel drawn to it. It feels like it's sparking something in me and I need to have it. How much is it? That's how new opportunity comes in, right? I mean, I'll use Loretta because I know she won't mind. When we met way back, I said to her, how come you're not doing art? And she said, oh, I don't know. I'm, you know, retired and I don't know. And I said to her, we should start doing art for a living and start putting your art out there. And then she started doing that and she just trusted, and one thing led to another. And then she was invited to join a gallery in her town. And now she's one of the premier artists in the gallery in her town. And she's constantly selling her works and she's constantly getting called for commission work. Right? Am I telling the truth? Yeah. You know, did Loretta think that she was going to be doing this as part of her earned income? Come on, Loretta, talk to me. Talk to me. Hello. I was painting those wooden signs. That's how I started.
Okay, yeah.
And Rob, that's how I did start. I painted a sign for myself and I posted it on Facebook, and someone asked them if I could paint a sign for them. And that's how I started a business I had for like 4 years.
You
See,
know,
I
it's funny this came up
you never
because
know. And then I got bored doing that. I wasn't really enjoying it. Maria was like, well, then let it go. So I let it go. And then now I'm doing more fine art, which is really aligned with me. So.
I got to show you something pretty funny because today I opened it. I'm going to do it now. I opened my table that I have the phone on right now. And this was staring at me. Oh, you can't see it because of the thing, but it's my paints. I have all my paints and paintbrushes and
There you
art
go.
stuff inside the table.
I'm just
I
saying. Somebody told me a while back that I might be a little intuitive.
little
A little bit
bit.
intuitive. Okay. I'm rolling with it though. You see, I'm gonna just play with it. So if they told me I was a little bit intuitive, I'm just gonna play with this and I'm gonna say, hey, I'm pretty intuitive. So, Rob, I'm seeing paint in your future. You might want to paint, right? And you also did tell me one of our sessions, we were talking about me teaching yoga, and you said it's not just the yoga. You're gonna be teaching other things. And now I'm teaching art. So,
And you have what, four students already, right?
yeah. Rob, your Listen,
universe is, your universe is telling you it's time for a change. I like that change. And I got so
Okay.
much time on my hands right now, too.
Yeah. So your universe is telling you it's time for a change. So I would roll with this if I were you.
I'm gonna. Thanks for
Because
the kick.
this is the 5D timeline calling you. You see? You can come paint in the studio, garage studio too.
Yeah, That's
there you
cool.
go.
All right.
Hey, how about that? You just got an invitation.
Thank you. I'll definitely take you up on that. I've been dying to paint all these years, and I've been cleaning my closets out here, like slowly, just trying to keep myself busy. And I found a painting that I painted before I went to Arizona, before I returned. And I saw it earlier today, and I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. And it was a premonition. I ended up standing up on this mountain, having the same view as the painting that I painted before I went there. And
Amazing.
that's what I used to do. I used to paint landscapes or places that I've seen in my dreams, and then end up standing there one day realizing that's what the painting was.
Amazing.
I want to start doing it again.
Cool. Definitely
Thanks.
do it. Yep, I
I need
see paint in
canvas.
the future. Yep. Who
Man,
knew?
I got this brand new set right here, and I never opened it. I bought it like a year or two ago.
Oh, well, it's calling you. Time to
Nice.
open it.
I'm gonna open it right now.
Time to get going.
Thank you.
So this is how we do this, right? So don't sit in delusion thinking you're a spiritual being and not practicing the idea of neutrality, right? There's so much distraction. There's so much out there. There's so much inside our reality, right? I'm challenged with it here every day. Right? It's like I'm going through this initiation the next 2 weeks. Gretchen's like she's trying to get a few hours sleep. Okay. Yeah, she says, thank you, Maria, and everyone for shifting my energy and helping me heal and get back to center. We love you too, sister. Hang in there. You got this. You got this. We go through initiations, right? We go through these initiations. I will never create distortion with somebody else. Never. I will never not come from a place of compassion with somebody who is struggling and can't meet me with compassion or respect. I don't have to have them in my reality, but I will never come from a lower place and judge them or belittle them or be mad at them. If they can't hold respect compassion and love in return for me. I don't need them in my reality, right? And that's how we should all be feeling. That's how we should all be looking at this. We need to look at this as a rite of passage, the soul's rite of passage. Okay. When we're too focused on what somebody is not doing, it's a trigger. It's a trigger for us. Why is it triggering you? You have to look at that. Why is it triggering me? What about it is triggering to me? What is it flashing? Where I'm doing too much, maybe? Somebody else in my reality is not doing anything, and I'm running around like a chicken without my head doing too much. And when I look at them not doing anything, it triggers me, right? Think about that. How many times have you felt that about somebody in your reality? Not doing enough, and you're out there doing too much. Okay. So I want you to get very, very clear about what's transpiring in your reality so that you are coming from a place of love always. It does not matter what somebody else is doing, does not matter what somebody else is saying. Okay. The only thing that matters is that we are all holding neutrality. We are not coming from a place that's judgmental. We are coming from the highest place within us. And we're putting that energy forth out into the universe and creating through it. Because if we're creating from the lower timeline, nothing good is going to come from that. Right? You can't have anything good coming from that. So, as long as we're holding this higher light infused expectation for reality, it has to show up for us. And when we are no longer in love with the reality that surrounds us, we have to understand that. We have to hold a different perspective of what we would like in our reality. And allow that to begin to manifest. Because as I said to you, this is all old energy. This has already happened, right? The outer reality that we're seeing collapsing. We've talked about the collapse 4 years ago. And I said it's starting to collapse, it's going to collapse. And we didn't see it. To me, I could see it collapsing. But now you look at it, it's really collapsing, right? It's really falling apart out there. The key for us is to stay on the path of neutrality so we don't get caught in the stories. There's going to be a bazillion stories. We talked about AI. AI has the potential to be everything and anything. It's going to get very muddy. It's going to make it hard to see what the truth is. Just don't look. Don't watch. There's no point in it. Okay? Just go on. Have a happy life doing something that you love to do, whatever that is, and don't challenge yourself through the outer narrative. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah. It's so important. I can't stress, I'm sure besides the one that Tamara mentioned, I'm sure there's a lot of other spiritual teachers pointing to this out there that are trying to point people within. So that people are not engaged in what is collapsing, because that's only going to create more pain and suffering for us. Okay? Pay attention. Look within. See where your energy is. If something doesn't feel good, shift it. Okay? Don't keep looking at it. That's not what you want to do. You want to shift. All right, it's really important. So, anybody have any questions or anything that you'd like to share before we close this down? Did
Just
I?
awesome class, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Yes, always.
I never want to come on here again and have you guys go like, "Oh my God, she's talking about the same thing again," right? It is the same thing, but it's a little different. And it's really so important for us to get great clarity on this topic and to be so present that we're not giving our energy. If you think about your energy as money, right? Do you spend your money on things that you really don't want? Do you take your money, crumple it up, and throw it in the garbage? No, right? That would be stupid, right? It would be crazy, wouldn't make any sense. But when we engage or we watch or we're connecting to or engaging with something that has no great potential, that's exactly what we're doing. We're spending our energetic currency on something that has no potential to amplify our state of being. It has no potential to get us to the next level of where we want to be. Okay? So do your best not to do that. Because that's going to drop you into 3D. Okay? If you're struggling and you're drinking alcohol, alcohol is going to drop you into 3D. If you're doing, like medicinals like shrooms or something like that, not quite as bad. It's not quite as bad. But you have to remember something. We have access to, like, I don't know. Dimensions beyond the 10th, 12th dimension, right? These higher level frequencies, we have access to all of that. Okay. We only use like 3% of our brain. Okay. But if you're using something to enhance the opportunity for you to have an experience, you're still never leaving fourth dimension having that experience. Okay. You're not leaving fourth dimension. All of that whole experience is happening in fourth dimension. I know because when Aluna came to me, that was my first higher self, and she came through the channels, and I went up to fifth dimensional consciousness or fifth frequency consciousness to meet her. It was this golden effervescent light that surrounded us, right? That's the higher states of consciousness. But when it's some kind of a lower level interaction and there's all these entities and beings and stuff like that, that's fourth dimensional consciousness. Okay. So try to be as clear as possible. The reason I'm mentioning this about alcohol or, doing anything else is because this is going to be a really hard year for that. And it's really important to bring the vibration of the body up to the highest place that you could bring it so that you could be a clear channel for what is coming our way, which is going to be like absolute magic and sublime, blissful states of consciousness and co-creation. But when we're forgetting ourselves and we're going to some kind of an aid or something like that to help manage our frequency, it's not going to help us. It's just going to drop us lower. We want to be in the highest place. All right. So I just felt like I needed to say that. I don't know who needs to hear that, but for whatever it's worth, we need to be really on point this year because then next year is going to be a piece of cake. It's going to be a walk in the park. This year is all the collapsing. Next year, you're going to see transformation happening like crazy. Okay. So we still don't want to watch any of it. I don't, whatever's out there is out there. Unless somebody comes to me and tells me what's going on or sends me something in social media, I don't know what's happening out there because I don't look, right? Unless I get an emergency notification on my weather thing, I wouldn't know there was a snowstorm. Now, somebody else in the reality might be experiencing the same snowstorm I'm getting and having a foot of snow. And in my reality, I'm only getting 2 inches. Okay. We're all experiencing this, especially this year, we're all experiencing different realities to a great degree. Okay. So make sure the reality that you're experiencing is a reality that is soul aligned with you, that makes you happy. All right. All righty. So we're going to sign off here. Unless you guys have something, we'll give one last call if nobody has anything. Let's continue to send love to Gretchen and hold her in the highest, sending her healing and amplifying her state of being so that she can shift and have a better experience at this time. And also for Rob, so he can have his healing and his body can recover speedily from whatever's transpiring. But I can say that if Rob, if you do the creation and do the painting, it's going to amplify you. You're going to heal very fast through that. So,
Can I share something real quick?
sure.
When you said about the mandalas, I, in the background here, just punched it into YouTube of how to do the patterns, and the lady was using a compass to make her radiuses, and I had a little click in the head. My mother saved from my great grandfather. He used to be an engineer, architect, and I have a set of compasses here from like 18 something. And I've
Oh
had
my
them
goodness.
whole time and never had a use for them.
And
So
now you do.
now I do, yeah, because I
Wow,
needed that tool.
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. I just
Yeah.
wanted to share that because I
Yeah,
get
that's
excited
amazing.
about that.
Good for you. I'm excited for you. So we're all going to be looking forward to seeing what you're creating.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a good shot and see how it comes out.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Good. Good. All right, everyone. We're gonna get going here. I
Thank
love
you.
you all. Stay in the highest timeline. Check your
You.
thoughts
Thanks,
every
everybody.
day. In every minute, check your thoughts, where you're thinking. You go rogue and stray, your ego is involved, you don't even realize you're doing it. It's very important. Pay attention to your thoughts. Bring yourself into presence. Okay?
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you.
I love
Thank you.
everyone.
Bye,
Have a good week,
everybody.
everybody.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye.